Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Caleb sent me a note about a story, and this is the kind of thing, it could happen to anybody on some level if you ever buy a home. So from WCVB.com out of Massachusetts, Ben Simino wrote this. Cape Cod man learns weeks after buying his new home he does not own part of it. There's something on the property that he thought he owned when he bought the property, and turns out that someone comes along and goes, no, that's still ours. If you want to use it, you got to pay us. So the man is about to be out in the cold as a result because he's nearly out of propane, which he uses to heat and cook at his newly built Cape Cod house. But he says he can't get anyone to refill the tank because there's a dispute about who owns the tank. And this, of course, does raise questions about people who are in the market to buy homes. He said, we've been running the house at 60 degrees during the day and 55 at night trying to hold on to the propane. I've got somewhere between a week and 10 days at most. And at that point, he'll run out of fuel. He closed on his home last July. At the time, there was no discussion or any disclosures about the propane tank. But several weeks later, he got a letter out of the blue from a company in Plymouth. The letter is dated August 25th, 6 weeks after he closed, and says, the tank on your property belongs to us. And they said, because of that, you cannot use any other propane service but us. And if you want to, we'll come out and we'll refill it at the prices that we charge. But if you don't want to use us, then you got to pay us to remove the tank. So he said, I called them and said, who are you? I don't have an agreement with you. In response, they told him that they had an agreement with the builder about retaining ownership of the tank. So apparently the builder, they're saying, called the company, said, can you come out here, put a tank in the ground, and you guys will own the tank, and then we'll buy propane from you. And now the propane company is saying, well, that agreement would then go to this guy because that's still their tank if what they're saying is true, except it might not be. So the man got a little fired up, but he decided to ignore it at first. He managed to get a different company to refill the tank. But then he says that the first company who claimed they owned the tank put a lock on the tank. And by the way, this tank is buried in his front yard. So homeowner removed the lock and put on his own. When I went away on vacation, I came back and my bolt had been cut off and they had put another lock in there while I was gone. So they removed his lock and put on their own lock. So he said that meanwhile, that company that claims they own it has not supplied any written documentation of this agreement they claim they have with the builder. The homeowner says he refuses to or he does not have it. He's not sure which it is. So News Center 5, which is WCVB, tried repeatedly to get an interview with anyone from that propane company for the story, but they refused to speak on the record or to supply documentation on the tank's ownership. Now, a real estate attorney who's not involved in a dispute was asked about this, and he said, well, this should have been disclosed by the builder in the purchase and sale agreement. It really is the kind of thing that should come up fairly early in the process when the buyer is looking at the property. Now, that's, again, a real estate person talking who specializes in real estate in that area. Instead, this purchase and sale document is silent about the propane tank. It also includes multiple clauses which seem to say that the tank now would belong to the homeowner. Included in the sale, as part of the premises, are the buildings, structures, and improvements. That's one clause. Another one says, no building, structure, or improvement of any kind belonging to any other person or entity shall encroach upon or under said premises. Or under said premises, because remember, the tank is in the ground. I do think that general language might be enough for a buyer to say, hey, maybe I didn't ask you the specific question about the propane tanks, but I also have a clause in my contract that says that the components of the house come with the house. That's a realtor speaking, and that may be enough. Now, Massachusetts is a caveat emptor, or buyer beware state, which means the burden is on a home buyer to do their homework on a property. But keep in mind that buyer beware does not absolve a seller of things like active fraud or misrepresentation and so on. So the real estate woman said that she always asks buyers specifically to look into whether the things in the property, such as propane or fuel tanks and solar panels, because those often do come with very, very long leases. And so if you're buying a home that's got a 20-year lease on something that the previous owner entered into, you got to figure out how to deal with that. She recommends any buyer including a clause in their agreement saying they're not bound by any contracts after the sale with respect to that property. By asking to have that put into a contract, it might spur a discussion about, oh, just by the way, these tanks are actually leased from somebody else. So for now, this will be decided by the courts. The propane company offered to sell the tank to the man for about $4,000. And I don't know if that's a fair price for that tank. But the homeowner believes he's already paid for it when he bought the house. So he's taking the propane company to small claims court. His hearing date, however, is not until July. He might also want to take the seller to court for failure to disclose this. But there's a bunch of stuff going on here. And it's a weird situation. I will tell you right now that I owned a home that had a propane tank on the property. Now, it was an above-ground tank that you couldn't miss. And it was actually behind an outbuilding and is only connected to the outbuilding. I've always wanted to say outbuilding, but not outhouse. So it was connected to an outbuilding. And when I was walking the property, looking at it, considering purchasing it with my realtor, I actually remember asking her, what's the deal with the propane tank? And she digs through some stuff and she goes, oh, the tank is owned by the propane company. And so if you buy the house and you continue buying propane from that company, they just leave it there. If you don't want to buy the propane from that company, that company will come and remove the tank. And it was suggested to me they would do that at no charge, but then again, it was above ground. And so there is a question about whether or not the seller had a duty to disclose this, whether they disclosed it, and if they didn't disclose it, then are they on the hook for it? Because I mentioned earlier fraud and misrepresentation, and I'm going to very, very generally encapsulate these for you. Fraud is where you and I are involved in a transaction, and I outright lie to you to trick you into entering the transaction, and I make a false statement that you rely upon to your detriment, you're harmed, I benefit. That's fraud. Misrepresentation is an interesting relative of fraud because it suggests that I can, by remaining silent, for instance, simply not say anything when I should. So we walk by the tank in the ground, and I think to myself, boy, I bet he'd like to know that that tank doesn't come with the property. But I don't tell him. And my failure to speak when I should have, and the rest is true, I benefit to his detriment, that's misrepresentation. It would depend on what's in these documents. But when you're buying a home from a builder, and it says that you're buying everything on this property, it's yours, you'd think you could rely on that. So when somebody shows up and goes, oh, by the way, we own this thing on your property, the first thing you ask is, show me proof. Show me the contract. Because if the previous owner, i.e. the builder, had such a contract, there's a problem. And you may have to go after the builder rather than the propane company. Because it's possible that the propane company is telling the truth. That the builder said, you put in your tank, I'll buy the propane from you, and I'll tell the buyer that they've got the same issue. Okay, that could be true. But if they can't produce the documents, or if there was no agreement, guess what? The fact that your tank is on my property might be a personal problem for you. But I have a sneaky feeling that there was some form of agreement. It's a question of whether they can prove it or not. So small claims court may or may not be able to solve it because in some states, small claims court can only award money damages. And so the question is, if he sues the people who own the propane tank, if they can prove that they owned it and had an agreement with the builder, then the court might say, well, you really ought to be suing the builder. They're the ones who didn't tell you. Because think about who was sitting at the table, so to speak, when it came time to close. The buyer and the seller. I doubt that anybody invited the propane dealer. So there you go. So strange situation, but the underground storage tank is something I can possibly see being a little less off, you know, a little less on the radar as one that was above ground that you couldn't miss. I also have to tell you that years ago, I was house hunting, And the person I was house hunting with was actually somebody who had expertise in environmental issues, including underground storage tanks. And we were walking around the house, a particular house, during an open house, and walked to the backyard, and there are these weird pipes sticking out of the ground. And my companion says, check it out, underground storage tank. I go, really? So we go inside the house, and we're talking to the realtor. I go, hey, what's with those pipes in the backyard? And he goes, oh, those are nothing. It was an underground storage tank for home heating oil, which was no longer being used because the house had been upgraded. But they left the tank in the ground, and the pipes are sticking out of the ground, and the realtor was telling people, oh, that's nothing. That's nothing. And if you looked at the disclosures, they weren't disclosed. And that's a problem I've mentioned before in Michigan. When you go to buy a home, there is a state-mandated form that you've got to fill out that asks some of these questions to make sure things like this don't happen. So that might be something that the legislators in Massachusetts could look at because there are a lot of people who buy homes and they rely upon their real estate agent or they rely upon an attorney. And there's also a lot of people who don't. And they just go to a closing and hope that everybody's been honest. And again, honesty is one thing, but some people actually think, well, hey, I didn't lie to the guy because he never asked. Well, that, like I said, could be misrepresentation. So Caleb, thanks for sending it. Cape Cod man learns weeks after buying his new home that he does not own all of it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop.